You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Hey, CHGO Blackhawks listeners, it's Jay Zawoski. I'm sure you're curious why, on a day where news broke that Jonathan Toews is, quote, seriously considering retirement, we started the show with an Irish draft and then got to some Slater cuckoo news. Well, the news broke about 45 minutes into our show, and that's where we get into the Jonathan Toews conversation. So it's in there, but it's just not there at the beginning of the show. These are the dangers of doing a live podcast. But rest assured, the Jonathan Toews conversation is in there around the 45, 46 minute mark. We hope you'll listen to the whole thing, but if you want to skip ahead first, head to about the 46 minute mark of this podcast and you will hear us discuss Jonathan Toews and his immediate future. All right, back to the show. Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. That was all from memory, fellas. That's the first time I've done it from memory.
Nice.
We've only done it about 400 times.
So. I know. I don't know why. I feel good about that.
My stomach bound to stick at some point.
Yeah, I lost my document, like, was refreshing as I started doing the read, and I just had to pull it right out of my you-know-what, and I got lucky. And what a day to get lucky. It's St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that, everybody. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube page. If you're listening to the podcast, that's cool, too. Make sure you are following or subscribed there as well. We're going to have some fun on today's show, and then later on, maybe not so much fun as we talk about some of the difficulties that former Blackhawk is going through. But to start the show, we're going to have a bit of a draft. We're going to draft Irish hockey players, asterisk. The asterisk keeps us in legal trouble because it's going to be Irish-sounding hockey players. Because if they're not necessarily Irish, we don't want to offend anyone. And I'm not going to go through everyone's 23andMe to find out if there is any Irish blood in these players. But we're going to have some fun. We're going to do 3 forwards, 2 defense, and a goalie and a coach, right?
Yes. Your name sounds like it originated in Ireland or Scotland or anywhere in the Great Britain, United Kingdom the area, UK, yeah. You qualify. So basically, if it starts with a Mick, a Mac, or an O apostrophe, there's a few exceptions, but mostly that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, here. Sandis O. Zalynch. Would not qualify,
Alex
probably.
Oh, Vechkin, right.
Oh, apostrophe Vechkin.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to have some fun. Should we just get started, fellas? I think we should. I've got my highly controversial wheel ready to go. As you can see,
the Wheel of Jay.
It is shenanigan proof. Okay. This is from wheelofnames.com. I have our 3 names entered, and I'm going to spin to see who gets the first pick here, just so it's on the up and up. It's on the screen. Yes, everybody can see it. Great. Okay, here we go. First spin. Oh, man, that's a shame.
Wow. Hey, like the video so we can get extra spins.
All right, so
the Wheel of Jay strikes again.
Yeah. I get the first pick, and let's see who gets the second pick. And we will go snake draft. So I got the first pick.
Second pick is almost worse. Yeah. Sorry, Greg.
Second pick sucks.
Greg has the second pick. So there you go. Me, right. Greg, Mario, just like we do our stars of the game, right? Same order. Very easy.
Yeah, that's what most graphics are like.
Yeah.
Jake, Greg, me. So there you go, Steven. That'll help.
This order seems strangely familiar.
Yeah. Well, you know, fellas, I'm going to start it off in goal because there are just not a lot of options. I'm going to take Lester Patrick. That's my number one pick. I don't know what else to do. There's just not a lot of options in goal. So Lester Patrick will be my number one pick in goal.
That's a guy that may or may not show up again in this draft. We don't know.
Once he's drafted, he's off the board.
Yeah, that's correct. But
can he be a coach as well as
no.
a player?
He's already drafted.
No, he can't play on Jay's team and coach your team.
That's right. That's not fair.
Jay can draft him as his coach. He can be a player/coach.
I could do player coach. That's true. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I guess. I will not allow it.
All right. Well, since you opened that door up, then I will take the greatest player with an Irish-sounding name. And thank you for giving me Connor McDavid.
All right. Good pick for you.
Don't know if he's actually Irish, but his name certainly sounds pretty freaking Irish.
Pretty darn Irish, yeah.
I know he's Canadian, but, you know, I'll take
it. Well, look, if we were doing this draft based off of NHL players born in Ireland, it'd be a very short draft.
Short draft, yes.
It'd be a very short draft. All right. So McDavid's off the board. Lester Patrick is off the board. I am going to go with our friend, former friend, Patrick Kane. Pretty sure he's got Irish in him. Yeah, Patrick Kane.
That's pretty good.
Old Patty Kane, eh? Man, that hurts. That hurts to make that pick. That's just weird still. Yeah. Like our CHGO main account on Twitter today was like, who's your favorite Patrick that was an athlete? And I was just like, no, I can't do it today.
Please leave us alone.
Can't do it today.
How dare you?
All right. So now some strategy comes in here. I got the second pick and I got a gigantic list of names.
All right.
And I got to do some strategy. So I'm going to go with, my coach. I'm going to get that out of the way.
All right.
I'm going to go with King Clancy.
Ah, yes.
There you go. He could also be a player coach for you. Take one of your
Are we doing that? I don't want to do that.
All right.
Coaches its own thing.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, thank you. Thank you guys for leaving the best Irish head coach of all time on the board that I will use with my last pick.
Okay. I
appreciate that. Well, actually, no, Jay doesn't have a coach, but still, because I had Lester Patrick listed in my coach column here, not goaltending column. Mm. I'm going to go with Jay's strategy. I'm going to get my goalie out of the way. Because the goalies with Irish-sounding names, really bad. But this guy was pretty good. At least he played for a long time. I think he actually played the most games of all goalies with the last name starting M, and it's Kurt McLean. That's who I'm talking
about. Nice. Oh,
that's a good one.
I did not even have him on my list. Very good.
All right.
Very good.
That's a good one.
All right. I am very happy to have back-to-back picks. I'm going to take a player worthy of the pick and actually born in Ireland, Owen Nolan.
That was on my list.
Yep, Owen Nolan. And on his other wing, Brendan Shanahan.
Also on my list. Son of a bitch.
Ha-ha.
Didn't even think of Shanahan, but that's a good one.
Yep.
Shoot, I got to think of more forwards.
All right. Since the forward is pretty stacked, and I've got a lot of guys on my list available, I'm gonna hit the blue line with this pick. And I am going to go with maybe one of the best slap shots in the history of the game. Al McGinnis is going to be on my blue line.
Very nice.
Nice pick. That's pretty solid.
All right. I'm going to get my entire blue line right now. Just because there is depth in forwards as I'm now looking at it here. All right. So these guys were a pair together with the Chicago Blackhawks. Connor Murphy.
All right.
And you guys had to know this was coming. Jake McCabe.
You know, with your first pick, when you had said our old friend, I was just figuring you were taking Jake McCabe with your first pick.
I figured he'd still be available a few picks in, but yeah, there you go.
That's solid. All right. Well, hey, you got a very Chicago line for you there.
Picked all Blackhawks so far. So yep. I think that's the end of that.
I'm gonna finish out my blue line too, and I'm gonna pair one Hall of Fame defenseman with another Hall of Fame defenseman in good old double nickel number 55, Larry, no relation to Connor Murphy.
There you go.
Oh, you could have taken Gord, who is a relation to Connor.
That's why I disqualified him.
I like that. All right. Not loving the D left on the board.
That's what she said.
Let's see. There's so many options up front. All right. I'm going to go defense too. I'm going to go just to tug on the heartstrings a little bit. Give me Jack O'Callaghan on D.
Yeah. Good pick. Good pick.
That's a really good one.
And I'm also going to take on defense. I might need a ruling on this one.
Oh boy.
Keith Kearney?
Kearney
is an Irish last name, sure. Right?
I wouldn't second guess that one.
Okay. All right.
Does that mean all the defensemen are off the board now? Everybody's got 2D?
I got 2D.
Believe so.
You got 2D, right. Yep.
I'm kind of surprised. One name I thought was going to fly off for defenseman, Ryan McDonough.
I have him on my list. I got Sean O'Donnell, Dan Boyle.
All right. So, all right, back up front, I need two forwards and a coach still. I'm just loading my team with Hall of Famers. And I'm going to get one of the best mustaches of all time. Lanny McDonald. Nice. Welcome to the squad.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
And you're doing that as a forward?
Yep.
He coached a little bit, didn't he?
I don't remember. If he did, it wasn't very long or very good.
Charlie the Bing guy says, what about Johnny Oduya? Yeah.
Can't add the apostrophe.
All right. I need... What do I have? I have a forward, two defense, and a coach. So I need a goalie and two forwards. I think I'm going to get my goalie here. Might need a ruling, but I think I'll be okay. Murray Bannerman?
I don't know if that's Irish.
That, actually. Let's see.
I mean, to me, it sounds a little Irish.
Bannerman... Glenn Bannerman. All right, hold on. You're on a. From where though? Scotland. We'll allow it.
Yeah, pretty close
enough. They eventually migrated and made it in Ireland at some point.
All right,
that works.
Fine.
We'll give it to you.
All right. So Murray Bannerman. It's got my goalie.
All right.
Awesome. All right. So I need two forwards now, and I am going to go with. See.
Lots of good forwards left.
Yeah. And I got to think, do I want to win a game or do I want to win votes?
See, I always go for the game, but I don't think my team is.
Mario always goes for the votes.
I'm going to give up a lot of goals.
That's why he always wins the poll.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to keep that strategy. I'm going to go with another Murray, Troy Murray.
There
we go.
All right. Pretty solid.
Literally all Blackhawks.
That's all right.
That's fine. Hey, you know what? It's not my fault that a lot of Irish sounding players have played for the Blackhawks.
Yep.
All right. So I need a forward and a coach.
Yeah, we have to go back and come back one more time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Since forwards are good, I'm going to grab my coach. I'm going to grab the big Irishman, Pat Quinn, as my head coach.
That's a good pick.
Can't argue. It's a good pick. Well, this guy is very open about his Irishness. And despite his pud-wacky nature, the guy was entertaining for a long period of time, Don Cherry.
That's your coach?
That's my coach.
That's your coach. Right.
And my final forward. Boy, I got some picks here. Well, you know what? Now that he's been traded, I feel okay about it. Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Couple guys on the board yet that I probably prefer, like, as dudes. I don't have anything against Ryan O'Reilly, the guy, but I just, you know, St. Louis Blues player. Don't like to sully my team that way. But he's definitely the best of the guys I have on the list. He's definitely the best one remaining.
Well, okay. He's former Blue and hated by Tim Horton drive-through workers all over Canada.
He was just excited. I don't blame him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I need one more forward, and man, there's a lot to choose from here. Mm-hmm. I've got McDavid, I've got McDonald, so I got the skill, I got McDonald, kind of that old school, so I really don't need another tough guy. So, you know, this one's actually kind of easy. I'm going to go with another current player in Nate McKinnon
from
the Colorado Avalanche. McDavid, McKinnon, and Lanny McDonald just making room for those guys. Good luck, boys.
Now, from what I understand, the MAC is Scottish.
I actually looked that up because I knew somebody was going to bring it up. It is. It's got Scottish and Gaelic roots. It's a actually in Gaelic, MAC means sun, so it fits both Scottish and Irish names.
Okay, so
he's the son of Kinnan.
He's the son of Kinnan.
So here on the from the IrishTimes.com, strictly speaking, there's no difference between Mac and Mick. The contraction from Mac to Mick has occurred more in Ireland than Scotland, with 2 out of 3 Mick surnames originating in Ireland, but 2 out of 3 Mac surnames originating in Scotland. So there you go. It's more commonly Mac in Scotland, but is not exclusive to Scotland. Therefore, you're fine. I pick Keith.
I mean, if we're going to allow Bannerman, we're going to allow freaking McKinnon, right?
Yeah. Of course.
That's my retort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, that's fine. I was not going to push against that at all. All right. Final pick. I am going to go with someone who has a relative that was selected in this draft. Actually, just selected in this draft. I'm going to take Ryan O'Reilly's brother, Callahan O'Reilly. If you'll remember him, an AHL legend, also played in the NHL for a handful of games. Currently, the captain of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. So still playing at the ripe old age of 36, mucking it around in the AHL. He, in my brain, is most remembered because back in, oh gosh, this might have been late 2000s, maybe 2007, 2008. He was playing for the Milwaukee Admirals on St. Patrick's Day in a full-on, like, leprechaun on the jersey, like, St. Patrick's Day special AHL uniform, scored the game-winning goal with seconds left for the Admirals in that game. And I remember the call from Aaron Sims on that game. It was just Callahan O'Reilly with the game-winner, the most Irish-sounding name on the most Irish goal you could score. It was pretty impressive. So I remember that. So I always remember Callahan O'Reilly.
That's pretty good. He goes by Cal, but I feel like if he went by Callahan, he would have had a better career.
That's just a great name.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, the Hawks would have signed him for sure. Like, is that Irish? Yeah, we got to appeal to our people. All right. So here's some of the, let's go over some of the people we left on the board here. We're done, right? Or do you have one more, Greg?
That's it.
Nope. Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay. So I left off, Bobby Ryan. Ryan Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
Terry O'Reilly.
Yep.
Joe Murphy.
Yep.
Okay.
And would we have allowed Patrick Sharp?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right?
He just look in your eyes and you'll let him do whatever he wants.
That's true.
Yeah, there were a few forwards I had on my list that didn't get picked, like Craig McTavish and Mason McTavish, an MAC and an MC, not related. Peter McNabb would have been a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Current Kraken All-Star Jarrett McCann.
Mm.
We had Jeff O'Neill, had a pretty good long career.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I almost went Basil McRae, but then I was like, I already got Lanny McDonald, so I really don't need that. That's kind of a little redundant right there.
Wow.
And then there's old school Hall of Famer, one of the first ever Hart Trophy winners, and very Irish, Buddy O'Connor.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Guys I left off were Connor Timmins.
Okay.
Morgan Riley. I did have Sean O'Donnell on there. Riley Sheehan was also on my list.
That's going.
And the one that I was trying to get qualified, because he did play hockey, but he never played in the NHL, but he has officiated in the NHL, is Wes McCauley.
Oh, see, there you go.
So he can officiate our three.
He's going to be our official, yeah.
Our 3-on-3 tournament.
That's it.
Yeah.
We could have done announcers too and taken Pat Foley.
He's the announcer.
He can announce the game.
Yes. Pat Foley is our announcer of this game. Yeah, goalies were pretty bad. The only other ones I really could come up with was Jerry McNeil, who played a long time ago. Jamie McClellan, who had a long career. Yeah. You now know him on like TSN and NHL Network. And career backup goalie Curtis McElhinney.
Oh, yeah.
Is out there.
That's a good one.
I got one. Hammerhand.
That's an Irish goalie. And then a couple coaches that didn't get picked that were available. Todd McClellan. He's the Kings now, right? I get confused.
He stays in California.
He's like trying to coach the entire Pacific Division before his career is over. He's already got three teams down.
Yeah.
And then Red Kelly could have been picked three times because he's a Hall of Fame center. He's a Hall of Fame player who played defense for like 14 years and then got traded to Toronto and they need him at forward. And he was an all-star forward for 7 years. And then he was a coach. So he could have fit all of those. And Red Kelly, that's pretty freaking Irish.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't get more Irish than that. That's true. And I was trying to, before the show, I was trying to Google Irish coaches. And all I got was Notre Dame results.
Well,
Lou Holtz.
Yeah, Lou Holtz. And, I could not find an Irish coach of Irish origin was not turning a lot of results back.
I think Pat Burns would have qualified. I think
Pat Burns would count. Yep. Sure. Yep.
Sure. I don't know if Mike Keenan was Irish. He certainly.
It sounds.
He certainly wanted to fight like an Irishman.
Oh boy, see that stereotyping, and I do not stand by that.
Coming from the super fan of the Fighting Irish.
I do have a Notre Dame shirt underneath, and yes, Keenan is an Irish name, so that would count.
See, yes.
I'm wearing it. Speaking of Mike Keenan, the anniversary of the great St. Patrick's Day massacre, the hockey version, Blackhawks and Blues, 1991.
That was a good one. I was actually at that game with my dad.
No kidding.
At the old Chicago Stadium. Yep. 12 years old. And that was one of the few times, maybe three times, that I've heard my old man use an F-bomb. It's only happened like twice, two or three times my entire life. One of them happened at that game. And he said it. And then he looked at me and said, "Don't tell your mother I said that." So sorry, Mom, if you're watching. It's the, 32nd anniversary of the time Dad dropped an F-bomb in front of me for the first time. But that was a wild game. Like, I've rewatched the YouTube videos. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, just Google Blues Blackhawks St. Patrick's Day. It was like 238 minutes of penalty time. 12 guys got kicked out of this game before the end of the game.
12 ejections, 278 penalty minutes served.
Yeah. Chase got a 10-game suspension for leaving the bench to join a fight.
24 minor penalties, 12 majors, and 17 misconducts.
At the end of the game, there was literally like three guys on each bench. So you had like the five guys on the ice and each bench, like for the entire third period, like it was 8-on-8. Total.
That's awesome.
It was insane. And the Hawks won 6-4. It was a fun game. That was the year they won the President's Trophy and then got bounced in the first round by the Minnesota North Stars.
Well, and the greatest part of that is Dave Manson calling Scott Stevens. Ooh, Scott Stevens might have been. That might have worked. Calling Scott Stevens a center ice for a fight. I mean, so many.
And then kicked his ass, which is hard to do because Scott Stevens is one of the toughest guys to ever play the game, especially when your head's down at center ice.
Yes. And don't forget, too, Dave Manson lived up to the last name. That's for sure. And
he was crazy.
As I was writing my book, I was doing some research on it was about Mike Keenan, doing a chapter on Mike Keenan. And there was one game where Keenan pissed Manson off so bad that Manson like pulled off his skate and was chasing Mike Keenan like through the bowels of the Chicago Stadium, like wanting to stab him with his skate. Even though we all thought that Happy Gilmore was the first person to try to kill somebody with a skate, it was in fact Dave Manson. So
it's probably where that story came from.
Yeah, seriously.
In the movie.
Yeah. All right. So let's recap the picks. I know Steven's got a graphic ready for us. So, let's give it a recap here. I went first overall. My coach is Lester Patrick. My forwards.
He's your goalie.
Yeah, my goalie. Sorry. My goalie is Lester Patrick. My forwards are Owen Nolan, Brendan Shanahan, and Ryan O'Reilly. My defensemen are Jack O'Callaghan and Keith Carney. And my coach is Don Cherry. Greg, recap your list, my friend.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get the most votes, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to win whatever team I play. up front, the super talented and fast Connor McDavid and Nate McKinnon, along with the grit and the mustache of Lanny McDonald. On the back end, we got a pair of Hall of Famers, Al McGinnis and Larry Murphy. Got the puck mover. You got the slap shot. You got Kurt McLean it between the pipes. And then Pat Quinn, one of the greatest coaches of all time, one of the winningest coaches of all time. He is coaching my team. And he can also be my GM if I need to make any trades.
There you go.
You're the GM, I thought.
Well, you know, I let Pat do the job, and I'll just sit back and count the money.
There you go. That works. My team is made up of head coach King Clancy. We got Callahan, O'Reilly down the middle, top line center. He's flanked by Patrick Kane and Troy Murray. On defense, we got Connor Murphy, Jake McCabe, and in net, Murray Bannerman. So a very Blackhawks heavy lineup because I'm trying to win this on Twitter. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, and you can win it on YouTube, too. The poll is live now. Who won the Irish player draft? Get those votes in before we wrap up. And while you're voting, make sure you smash that like button as well. And to celebrate our wonderful Irish draft, if you're looking for some green gear, I'm sure you can find it at FOCO. Chicago, you've already got the best coverage for your favorite teams, so get fitted out in the best sports gear around. FOCO's got you covered from the United Center to the living room, north, south, west side, with hoodies, slippers, signs, banana hammocks, bobbleheads, and everything in between. Get decked out like Jack O'Callaghan or Connor Murphy with apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles, FOCO. Looking for the perfect gift for the hockey fan in your life? FOCO's got you covered with hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. Check out FOCO.com, that's FOCO.com, or click the link in the description below. For all non-presale items, use the promo code CHGO for 10% off. Again, FOCO.com, FOCO.com, and anything that's non-presale, use that code CHGO, and you'll save 10% at checkout. FOCO, do it!
That caught me off guard. And if you're looking for a great event or game to wear your terrific FOCO gear at, go on to the Game Time app and find yourself some great priced tickets to whatever concert or game you'd ever want to go to, because Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sporting events, concerts, and shows. Anything you've ever wanted to go to, Game Time can get you there with your butt in a seat. You ever dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could, like the 50-yard line or courtside, or be at floor seats at a concert? It's possible with Game Time. They have the biggest last-minute price drops that can be found on seats you never thought you could buy. You're not going to find a better deal this year on Blackhawks tickets. Just six more home games to get to watch this team ruin the tank. And you are going to get the best.
Smart.
You're going to get the lowest price guaranteed to you by Game Time. And if you're looking for tickets on a different website because you didn't hear this ad, you can bring those to Game Time and they will match that price. That is how much they are invested in making sure that you are getting the best deal on those tickets through Game Time. So if you love us here at CHGO, you're going to love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. And when you do that, you're going to join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and have scored the best seats to all of the best events.
And while we have you here, we want to remind you that Merch Madness is still going on. Mm-hmm. At the CHGO Locker. Go to chgolocker.com. You'll save 10% at Merch Madness. And go to our Twitter account at chgo_sports and vote on your favorite designs from our merch store. Remember, diehards, if you're a diehard, you already save 20%. So it's a fantastic deal. If you'd like to become a diehard, go to allchgo.com. Sign up. You'll get a free shirt or hat upon sign up. You'll get 20% off the CHGO Locker. For the whole year you're a member, you get access to our great written content, and you will save on all of our events, including our takeovers, our tailgates, and everything we have coming up over the next year. And those Bears tailgates are going to have a different feel this coming football season because there's a lot of excitement at the lakefront this year. So it's a great time to become a diehard. You get a free shirt, you save 20% on stuff, and it basically pays for itself very, very quickly. So we'd love to see you become a diehard, allchgo.com. And remember, merch madness is going on right now. So go to chgolocker.com to save there as well. Steven, do we have any early results on the poll as to who won the draft?
Yes, so far it's not looking good for you and Mario. No, Greg is sweeping the vote with 100% of the votes.
Wonderful. Wow. Yeah, that's a wonderful start.
I mean,
this is the biggest blowout I've ever seen one of our polls.
Apparently Narfin26 is the only guy that voted on the poll so far. But
No, he's not. Other people have voted.
Interesting.
Look, if I'm voting...
Our fans recognize greatness when they see it.
If I'm voting, honestly, you won. You have McDavid and McKinnon. Like, and you have Al McInnes. You are the winner of this.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much question about it. I worry about your goaltending situation a little bit.
But my team's going to score 48 goals. I don't need a goalie. I can play goalie and we'd still win.
Yeah. You're going to win every game 8-4, which is fine. Yeah. That's
Al McInnes and Larry Murphy didn't allow a whole lot of goals in their career, so I'll be all right.
That's right. I have an actual Irishman on my team, so I'll take that. I'll take that. I win by
technicality. I'm willing to bet Lanny McDonald is actually Irish.
I don't know.
With his big red mustache.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Let's Google. Let's go to the Google machine and find out. He was born in Alberta.
Well,
he is Canadian. Let's see.
Whatever. Lanny
McDonald.
Close enough.
Irish,
Canada, right next door to each other.
Don't call it a comeback. You now have 10% of the vote, Jay. Sorry, Mario. Because
he voted for himself.
I have not voted yet. I truly have not voted yet, which means I haven't gone on my
speaking of YouTube, our buddy Mike in the chat says that when you hit the thumbs up button tonight, it turns green for St. Patrick's Day. So please test out to see if that actually works.
And yeah,
giant thumbs up button.
Yeah, see if that works. You guys let us know.
And yes. I would try it from various YouTube accounts. Like,
oh yeah, I think make sure it works for everybody's account.
Yeah, you should just make sure. We don't want to give false information here, and we could really use the experimenting. That would be great. Yeah, so make sure
we'll be the guinea pig.
And then if you're still not convinced, go to all the CHGO sports videos and try it there. Just try them all, just down the road, and then
do like green thumbs. Spend the next 12 hours making them all green.
Yeah. Well, I think we're in an awkward transition here, and there's no real graceful way to do this. But this came to our attention last night after the Hawks beat the Predators. A couple of people in our post game chat were mentioning it. Former Blackhawks leader Cuckoo has not been playing hockey lately, if you haven't noticed. And he put this on his Instagram or in his LinkedIn story, actually, on the 15th, which was Wednesday. This is a little long, so I'm going to try to read it as good as I can. But as three advocates for mental health, I think that when an opportunity comes up to talk about it, that we should take that opportunity. So here's what Slater Cuckoo had to say about his time away from the game. He says, I left the game just over a year ago and thought that I would share a little bit of my story throughout the next while in case someone else is feeling shame towards their anxiety. You are not alone. I left the game because my life inside of it had gotten to a place that was unbearable and unhealthy towards my mental health. I would say I played a majority of my professional games without the ability to eat much, if anything, the night before and the day of the games. Hockey night in Canada, on a completely empty stomach? Let's do this, I guess. Anxiety shows up in all shapes and forms. One of the ways mine did was the inability to eat. I would get comments from teammates saying, hey, Kooks, you know what? The meals are free. Due to my weight dwindling without them knowing the pain I was going through. I would hear GMs and coaches that I needed to put on weight if I was to battle in the corners with the elite of the league, not to mention the energy needed to complete these tasks as well. That just put on increased pressure. I would be asked to go out for dinner with teammates on the road. Knowing I wouldn't be able to eat, I would isolate myself and usually walk the streets, settling to discreetly bring takeout to my hotel room so nobody would know if I ate or not. I kept this in as much as I could my entire career. My dad had a nervous tummy growing up. I thought that is all I had. But when being continuously scrutinized for my on-ice performance, it caused a downward spiral, a vicious cycle of needing to eat but physically being unable. Be kind to one another because you never know what someone might be going through, and stop commenting on people's weight. It's friggin' weird. Signed, Slater Cuckoo. So, That's some heavy stuff. And what struck me was he said my dad had tummy issues too. His dad probably had anxiety too, was probably going through a lot of the same stuff that he is. And anytime an athlete or any public figure steps up and acknowledges these sort of things, I applaud it because they have such an impact on people. Especially in maybe more than any sport, hockey, where individuality or standing out or air quotes rocking the boat or air quotes making it about you is more frowned upon than really any other sport. I'm glad Slater Cuckoo said this, and I hope more athletes do talk about this stuff, because look, everybody's got something, right? Everybody's got some form of anxiety or depression or whatever, and the more normalized we can make it, the more people will be willing to seek help for it, and the better off our society will be. I am a completely different person from what I was when my sister passed away, because I didn't know how to handle that. So I started going to therapy again, and it has made my life better. It has made the life of my daughter and wife better, my parents better. Like, me improving myself has incrementally raised everybody's happiness, right? And now my daughter goes to therapy and my wife goes to therapy, and I wish I could convince my parents to go, but I think that ship has sailed. But it's just so beneficial. And the fact that these guys, and look, Slater Cuckoo is not a household name, but to put that out there and say, hey, you should know about this because maybe it will help one person, I think it's incredibly brave, and props to him for mentioning it. And I think the weight thing is important too. You know, I like to joke about my weight a lot, and it's mostly to disarm people. It's like I say it before they can. That's kind of what I've always, why I've always joked about my weight. And it's something I continue to work on, but it's not just for overweight people. It's for skinny people and everything. Everybody's got their issues. So, I'm really glad he handled it the way he did and put it out there. It's important. It's important stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, you know, I think one thing that this can do is just kind of bring back, kind of peel back rather that veil of, you know, the human side of sports. And I think a lot of times, and we're all guilty of it, just because of the way that sports is talked about, you know, the players aren't necessarily all the time seen as other human beings. They're more or less seen as, you know, people on a team, commodities on a team. Guys are thought of, and women too, are thought of just as their contracts that can be moved, and who do you sign, and, you know, where do they fit on the lineup and everything like that. It's less thought about, you know, them and their family and their, you know, day-to-day struggles and everything that they go through. So I think that it's great that he was, felt compelled and brave to put this out there. It's not something that's easy for anybody, especially someone who's a public figure like he is. I think it's something that we can all do a pretty good or a better job of when it comes to things like this, is to always remember, like, these are people besides who they are as professional athletes or college athletes or high school athletes. Like, you have to see them as a person sometimes. And I know, you know, around the trade deadline and all these things, like, it's always, you know, you're thinking about the team that you cover or that you root for. You're not thinking about the player who's, you know, just had a kid, or whose parents are sick, or, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever it is that, you know, they have their family close by or whatnot, whatever it is. So I think it's good to kind of, you know, reveal that human side of things. And especially for, you know, this is a former Blackhawk. This is a guy that we all watched and we all cheered and criticized. And it's to now know that while he was in Chicago, he was dealing with stuff like this, you know, playing 15, 16, 20 minutes of hockey in the NHL when you haven't consumed anything for like 36 hours.
Can't imagine.
And to do it for about 8 months, 8-9 months, like, man, that is, I no wonder you know, he had to eventually take some time away, because I'm sure not only his mental health, but I'm sure his physical health was starting to deteriorate, you know, to go in the wrong direction too. So good on him. And I think this is, it's commendable for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. And coming out and being someone who is in the public eye, you know, I get nervous and anxious about our performance of every podcast. I can't imagine the anxiety and the nerves that guys get making millions of dollars, you know, playing in front of millions of people. So I understand the anxiety to a level. I mean, his has got to be 100 times more, but coming out and talking about it Sunday, if I get there, because I only take it one day at a time, will be the four-year anniversary of my sobriety. I'll be 4 years sober Sunday if I get there. And it, my sobriety was brought on by, you know, a series of really bad events. And this is bringing my sobriety started at the worst time of my life. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it was the best thing for me ever, because of everything I was going through at that point and have dealt with in the last 4 years. Had I still been drinking, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Not only just professional, I mean physically, I wouldn't be here. So being able to talk to people about that, I've been very public about my struggles and my sobriety and days that when I struggle, I put it out there because I want people to know that it's okay that to have a bad day. It's okay to feel weak and you need help. It's okay. Like, the more people know that those are normal, the more it's okay. People will talk about it. And everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody has some sort of depression or anxiety or an addiction. Even if it's something that's, you know, not like alcohol or drugs, but you're addicted to something, some sort of thing that is counterproductive to your life. It's normal. Nobody is perfect. Nobody wakes up feeling great every day. People who tell you that are full of crap. They're lying to you because they don't want to admit they have a problem or a weakness. And it's okay to be weak. We're all weak. But when we're together, that's how we get stronger. And that's why I share my trials and tribulations and celebrate big moments. And it's important. And I've had people, I've told people from day one, my DMs are always open. I recently had one of our listeners send me a DM talking about how he's starting his journey. And it's just like, hey, keep this channel open.
Yeah.
When you have a bad day, talk to me. We'll get through it. You know, it's okay. And I've learned, you know, when I stopped drinking, I learned that I can only slowly learn that I should only focus on the things that I have control over. And like the way people think of me or about me, I don't have control over that. I don't care anymore. Like, it's control what you can. And the first thing that I could take control of when in a time of my life where I literally had no control over anything was what I put in my body and how I deal with things. So take control. And the first step to taking control of your life is to admit something is wrong, and then you could take those first steps. And for me, it's been an almost 4 year daily journey. It's hard. It gets easier at moments, but it's hard, but it is so worth it. I am grateful for everything that has happened since the day I decided to stop drinking, and knock on wood that the 4 year anniversary comes. I'm pretty confident it will, but you know what? I don't take anything for granted.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of our favorites, Jason Isbell, says it gets easier, but it never gets easy.
It's the truth.
And it's not just about
it's the truth.
You know, it's not just about addiction. It's about loss. It's about grief. It's about everything. And I think, like, when I started going to therapy after my sister passed, I was struggling with like some of the feelings I was having, because instead of feeling sad, I was feeling angry and disappointed with her, like, for letting everybody down. Right. Like, that was kind of the crux of my emotions. And when I just verbalize that to someone, and again, like, plug in issue X, right? Grief, addiction, whatever, just saying, this is what I'm feeling, or this is what I'm going through. And someone to say, yeah, that's very normal. Like, you're not alone. Like, this is something that a lot of people go through. It has a name, right? Like, you talked about, Greg, being able to not being able to control what other people think of you. So a term I had never heard before is spotlighting, where I was getting, and this is separate from with my sister, I would get in these constant like thought spirals of this person is upset with me, or this person doesn't like me, or this person's mad at me. And there was no real evidence of that, but it was just my mind playing tricks on me. Right. And that's got a name. It's called spotlighting. And when you can just identify it, and this is why I try to explain to, well, let's say like the elders in my family who are so resistant to therapy, like just naming the issue or categorizing it makes it so much easier to deal with, because you're like, oh, it's a thing. It is like a cold or a flu or a sprained ankle. It is a condition. And it's something that people have that you can work through, and finding someone that can help you do it, even if it's not a professional, but someone who's going through it with you, or just a friend who can give you an unbiased ear and you know, unlimited time. It's so helpful. And really, don't hesitate. Greg's DMs are open. Mine are too. Like, I enjoy talking about this stuff. I'm very passionate about it. I like talking about that almost as much as I like talking about hockey. And that's the truth, because I am such a... I don't know. Maybe the word is an evangelist for mental health care, because it has literally changed my life. And now there's days where I go into therapy and I look at my therapist and I go, I don't have much to talk about. I'm feeling good. Like, things are going well. You know, there's always little annoyances, but 3-4 years ago, that hour would be up and I'm like, I've got 6 more hours of stuff to talk about. And you do the work and someone helps you do the work, and it is so important. And just hearing that you're not weird or not wrong for the feelings you're having or the anxiety or the depression you're having is so important. And so it's validating. So you're like, oh, it's almost like that weight is lifted immediately of, all right, here's how I'm feeling, right? My sister died. She was very young, but I'm not sad. I'm mad. Well, and then they say that makes perfect sense because of A, B, C, D, E. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm not a horrible person. Now let's unpack all this, right? It's just, I can't say it. I could do a whole podcast on mental health. I've told my therapist she should have a podcast, and she's like, no. I'm like, no, you absolutely should. She'd be great at it. So
we only get one crack at this life, so why not put the work in to improve ourselves? Because when we're at our best, everything around you falls in the line, and you realize, you know, anybody that tries to change who you are, you don't need them in your life. So you move along.
Well, we just got some breaking news. And this was a name I was going to talk about, in this conversation. So I think it awkwardly kind of sets up nicely. John Dietz, our colleague at the Daily Herald, I'm literally reading this as I read it to you. The headline says, end of the road for Taves, Blackhawks captain seriously considering retirement, sources say. And John Deed says it's looking more and more like Jonathan Taves' career is coming to an unfortunate end. According to two sources, Taves is seriously considering retiring after this season. I'm not going to read you the whole article. He did the work. It is his story. You should go and read that too at dailyherald.com. But boy, you know, that's a guy, as we talk, like just like Slater Cuckoo, who has been through so much, and we have had our frustrations with him. We have had our disappointments with him. We have wanted him to go back to being the captain that we saw from, you know, his rookie year to the 2015 Stanley Cup. Like, why can't that guy come back? You know who's feeling that more than we are? Jonathan Taves, and a history of concussions and this immune disorder he's dealing with. It piles up. And when I can take myself out of it a little bit and think about his mental health, it worries me. And he's been, as far as hockey players go, pretty outwardly open about those sort of things. He's kind of a progressive thinker. So hopefully he is getting that help he needs. But man, it's so unfair if this is the way Jonathan Taves' career ends. It's just not fair. I wrote about it 3 weeks ago for allchgo.com. Like, it's just not fair for a guy who has done so much for this franchise to not get to leave on his own terms. It's bullshit and it sucks and I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No professional athlete wants their retirement papers handed to them. They want to go and grab them themselves. So if that ends up being the case for Taze, it's a shitty ending to an otherwise first ballot Hall of Fame career. And look, as these last two seasons have been, you know, it's been up and down with him, but that completely does not change his legacy at all with this team, with this organization. And, you know, let's say this is the last year that he's ever played professional hockey. It's definitely not the last time he'll be around the NHL in some capacity. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Just read through the Deets article as well. Some good tidbits in there. I would encourage people to go and read that, because I don't want to spoil everything in there, but some interesting things. So yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's you want guys to listen to their bodies as much as we commend hockey players at times, especially hockey players, because it seems like they're more crazy with injuries and anything than any other, you know, sport, pound for pound. But it's you have to commend guys when they listen to their bodies and know when and what their limitations are. You know, we commend players for playing in the playoffs with, you know, punctured lungs and broken ankles and fingers and all this stuff. And it's one thing to put mind over matter and numb yourself and play a hockey game. It's another thing to where your body is saying you can't physically play hockey anymore. And it seems like what Taze is going through, seems like that's what he's trying to overcome. So, I hope the best for him and his health, and we'll see what happens in the next few weeks as the season winds down. Less than a month before the final game. Well, so it seems like whatever this decision may or may not happen, we'll know very soon.
This report is also certainly going to accelerate the story, because now it's going to be asked all the time.
100%.
One other thing I wanted to just mention from the article, that Deets says again for dailyherald.com, a Hawks spokesperson said Taves on Tuesday, quote, respectfully declined multiple interview requests. Internally, the team has made preparations to honor the future Hall of Famer. If they get confirmation, he will indeed retire. So, I think we all knew this was a possibility, but now it's becoming real. And it's like, I feel like we kind of did this for his 1,000th game, where in a season where we had been very frustrated with things he had said and things he had done and things he had not done, let's be honest. For that one night, we sort of suspended that and thought back about how meaningful he is to this organization. And that's all I'm feeling about him right now, is like, God, like, of all the guys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and look, everybody on those dynasty teams worked their ass off, and I don't want to, you know, put Jonathan Taves in a different category, because they all did. Jonathan Taves just has the mystique that some of those guys didn't. But if you were to predict, it's just so bad. It's just so sad. It's just sad. It sucks for him. Yep. I hope, like we said, I hope he's taking care of himself, physically and mentally, because everything he's gone through, all the work he put in just to be able to come back and play. And look, came out this year, started the year, scored the first goal of the season, you know, played well. He played well this year for the most part. He's not the same guy. He's never going to be the same guy. But boy, there was never a night where you're like, Jonathan Taves just sucks. Maybe he wasn't putting the puck in the net, but he was still an effective player most nights. And
yeah,
to see it.
Well, now we know the reason why it kind of declined as the season went on. He just wasn't feeling good.
Probably.
And yeah, if there's one guy that deserves to go out on his own terms, it's Jonathan Taves. But this goes back to what we were just talking about. Sometimes you can't control the way things go, and that's tough, especially for a guy like Jonathan Taves, who has been in control of everything that he's done for so long. I'm just, you know, it's sad, and you don't want, you know, a player's time to come up before they're ready, and how important he is to this franchise. We've talked about it. We will talk. We'll continue to talk about to the end of time how important he was. I don't want to say I'm happy, but I'm relieved that he appears to be putting himself first. And that's the most important thing. We want to see Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane and all those guys play for the Blackhawks forever, but we know that's not going to happen. It's not the way things go. But all that great memories, the three Stanley Cups, the Hall of Fame career, he needs to focus on Jonathan Toews right now and take care of himself, because he still has a long future in this game. If whether he wants to be get into coaching, get into a front office job, become a broadcaster, whatever he wants to do, buy a junior team and just sit there and run a junior team up in Manitoba, whatever he wants to do, he can do it.
Yeah.
So now it's time to focus on his post-playing career, life and career, which hopefully lasts decades beyond today.
You got a comment in the chat from HP216. He says, I don't care. I don't know. They say, I don't care if it's shallow and fan service. Want to see him on the ice one more time and the crowd to send him off. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously that's up to him and only him. But if he's willing to do that, I think that and able to do that, I would love for him to get a send off because he deserves it. And he'll have his jersey retirement, and he will have his flowers thrown his way. That's for damn sure. But you know, when he stepped away this year, like, all right, well, he'll miss some time, come back, and then he's got the flu, but it's been like 2 weeks, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing whispers of the other stuff, and it's like, oh God, have we seen him play his last game? And now I hope it's not true. If you're just jumping in, breaking news via John Dietz of the Daily Herald, the story came out a few minutes ago. Headline, end of the road for Toews. Blackhawks captain seriously considering retirement, sources say. This is verified by two sources. According to Dietz, Toews seriously considering retiring after the season. He has not played a game since January 28th in Edmonton. If Dietz's report is correct, and I wouldn't imagine John's not the kind of guy to make something like this up, it certainly looks like it could be the end of the road here for Jonathan Toews, which is brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal.
It's tough. To think, like, you know, we had this with Hossa. Seabrook was basically said, your body's not going to play hockey anymore. And if this is the case again with Toews, it's rough to see, you know, that kind of those guys that made up that, you know, modern golden age of Blackhawks hockey. It sucks to see a lot of them not being able to kind of go out into the sunset, you know, with, you know, the studded career and end of career kind of send off that you'd hope for. So if that's the case with Toews, like the comment said, it would be great to see him one more time suited up, but it's up to him and his health. So we'll see what happens.
This is not what I was expecting today.
No.
Yeah, we maybe should have done this in the other order and saved the fun draft for last.
Yeah, seriously. Well, if you're listening on the podcast, I think you understand that we did not have this news until we were about, what, maybe 15 minutes left to go.
40 minutes in, yeah.
Yeah, so look, we're going to – this story will evolve. We will hear more about it, I'm sure, after tomorrow's game, probably before a little bit at the morning skate. It's going to be the top story until there is some sort of, I guess, ultimate conclusion, which the report is leaning towards. So it doesn't mean he's made a decision. It doesn't mean he's for sure retiring. But I think, fellas, if we're being honest, as we've discussed this, you know, since this happened, we all sort of said, like, boy, I hope Jonathan does listen to himself and does the right thing here and probably steps away, because the Hawks aren't going to give him another contract, nor should they, even for hockey reasons. And it's a guy with the disorder and the concussions and everything. There's nothing more for Jonathan Toews to prove. He's got the hardware to show you. Anyone's got an argument about Jonathan Toews? Here, come to my trophy room for a minute. Let's take a look around. Right? It's the conversation ender. So I hope he does whatever he wants to do. And whatever's best for him and the people that love him, because that's important. All right, awkward transition to our DraftKings read here. DraftKings Sportsbook is the official betting partner of CHGO and All City. They've got those awesome NBA no sweat same game parlays. Major League Baseball starts in 13. 15 days. Get those preseason wagers in. Who's going to hit the most home runs? Who's going to win the AL? Who's going to win the NL? Overs, unders for the White Sox and Cubs. There are so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app today. Sign up with the code CHGO. If you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details, and it is time for our DraftKings pick of the week. And I was looking ahead, and I saw something that stood out for me for tomorrow. Not a big parlay, nothing crazy. Rangers versus Penguins. The Rangers are -1.5 at +170. I think the Rangers are going to win by more than 1.5. So that's my pick of the week. I'm taking the Rangers to beat the Penguins by more than 2. I know, Greg. I'm doing it just first time.
It's Greg's favorite bet.
First time I'm going to actively cheer against the pick of the week.
Yeah, I know. I just thought, I was like, that seems kind of fun. Maybe I just want it to happen. I kind of want the Penguins thing to fail, just so Hawks fans are not like, let's get the band back together for one more year. I know, of course, Jonathan Toews is now potential retirement throws a wrench in that whole thing. But
I think it's not a matter of if it fails; it's more of when it fails. Yeah. The wheels are eventually going to fall off there. But you know, Sidney Crosby's still scoring at a point per game average for 18 years in a row.
He's pretty good.
If Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews were scoring at a point per game average for each of the last 7 years, you know, they might not be rebuilding here either.
Yep.
Only other person who's had longer streak than that is Wayne Gretzky.
I hear he was good.
He was all right.
He was decent. Well,
if you want more money to throw in that DraftKings account so you can make more bets during this busy sports season, you can call our friends over at ComEd, where they will help you save money with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, which is committed to helping families and businesses in the communities they serve manage energy usage and lower energy bills. Now and into the future, ComEd offers a wide array of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across their territory. Customers can inquire about how to upgrade outdated lighting to energy and money-saving efficient LED lights, learn more about network lighting to operate your lights through your mobile device and track your facility's energy usage, and more. Incentives have recently increased for indoor, outdoor lighting, and network lighting controls, making these projects even more cost-effective than before. So if you're ready to start saving money and energy, throw this in your Google machine, comed.com/poweringbiz, B-I-Z, and you will start saving right away. To start a project, contact ComEd at 1-855-433-2700. For more information, you can email businessee@comed.com or publicsectoree@comed.com.
All right. Well,
yes,
that was a strange show. It started off fun. It got serious, and then it got really serious at the end. That's interesting. Yeah.
Hey, the beauty of live podcasting, you never know where it's going to go.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right. You know what? I'm glad it happened while we were on, so we didn't have to call each other 5 minutes from now and do a whole show completely over again. But we are back tomorrow night. Hawks at Coyotes. Puck drops at 9:30.
Yeah. Technically, we'll be back Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, exactly. So throw on your PJs, get your sleepy time tea ready, and join us for the post game show after Hawks and Coyotes. It should be a lot of fun.
Do want to mention, this is a busy weekend for Blackhawks college prospects. If you missed it in the rebuild report published by Greg and myself yesterday, this weekend, starting right now as we record this, 3:30 Central Time, the Hockey East tournament is going on. Ryan Green, Drew Comezzo for Boston, they are the favorites, I believe, in that tournament. So that's going on there in the semifinals. They're taking on Providence against two other Blackhawks prospects, Connor Kelly and Tage Harding. I know Merrimack is also still alive. That's with Slava Demin. Remember him?
I do.
Big Ten is their championship is tomorrow, and that has Frank Nazar and Adam Fantilli and the ragtag group at Michigan trying to unseat the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
The ragtag group of NHL prospects.
The ragtag group of top 10 draft picks.
Hey, look at Minnesota's roster. They're freaking stacked too. So, you know, that's going to be a really fun matchup. And I noted it in the rebuild report, but I think there's a little extra incentive maybe for Adam Fantilli as he goes up against Matthew Nyes, as Fantilli was not named Big Ten Player of the Year. He was named Big Ten Freshman of the Year, but not Big Ten Player of the Year.
He's biased in the Big Ten.
He lost out to Matthew Nyes, who was third on his team in scoring and 20 points behind Fantilli. So big old shrug to the Big Ten voters there. So that's going on Saturday. And then also tonight is the NCHC tournament continuing. Dominic Bassey is in that, goaltending for St. Cloud State as they take on North Dakota. And Denver is facing rival Colorado College. That's Aiden Thompson with the number 3 Denver.
That one actually starts
Pioneers
in a few minutes, 4 o'clock puck drop. So if you're tired of watching college basketball, there's some good college hockey on right now.
Yep.
Outstanding. And Mike, who commented us about an hour ago, saying, is Wyatt Kaiser debuting tomorrow possibly? Yes, I would expect Wyatt Kaiser to play tomorrow. So there you go.
Hawks are practicing right about now. Actually, they are on the ice now. So keep your eyes. Ben Pope, our buddy with the Chicago Sun-Times, he's there. So keep your eyes focused on Twitter, and he'll get you an update from practice as far as Wyatt Kaiser and everything goes. Look for him to be paired with one of the veterans, either Seth Jones, Murphy, or maybe even a Jared Tenorti. But one of those three guys will be next to Wyatt Kaiser is what I think.
All right. Should be fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow night after Coyotes and Blackhawks. Remember, we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Greg and Mario, I'm Jay. This has been the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.